On the 31st of August, 1974, Prime Minister Norman Kirk died. His coffin was taken to Parliament, where it lay in state.
And here at Parliament Buildings, a crowd of several thousand has assembled. The hearse has just arrived at the front steps of Parliament Buildings, and a party of Maori women are now giving the traditional welcome back to the home of a Maori leader. They're waving green branches, the traditional colour of mourning for the Maori people. Alongside the hearse are assembled the 10 senior members of the cabinet who will carry Mr. Kirk's casket up into the main foyer of Parliament Buildings, where it will lie in state up until Wednesday morning, when the main funeral service will be held in Wellington. Members of the public will from this afternoon onwards be able to pay their respects by filing past the open casket. Members of the funeral party on this occasion are the Deputy Prime Minister, Mr. Hugh Watt, Mr. Kirk's loyal deputy for the last 9 years. They represent, in fact, the 10 senior cabinet ministers. The main foyer where the casket will lie has been draped in red, and a red carpet laid down the marble steps up which the casket will be carried. As I mentioned, members of the local Maori community have assembled and are giving a karanga, a traditional call of mourning.
The Maori laments after the death of Prime Minister Norman Kirk, 31st of August, 1974.